It's time for Simmer's Morning Skate. Distinct pleasure to have Vancouver native Ryan Johansson this morning. I haven't talked to you in person since Traverse City Rookie Tournament. You were Columbus Blue Jackets' fourth overall pick. What do you remember about that?
I remember you just get drafted, and it's kind of your first moments as a young prospect to start showing what you got and kind of proving to your organization that they did a great thing in selecting you. And so it was a good tournament playing with all those kids and first making our impacts to our hockey clubs that we were selected by, and that was a long time ago.
Before that, Vancouver, growing up playing hockey. Mm-hmm. Take us through that process and how you got good.
Took a while, didn't happen right away, but grew up in South Vancouver and then moved out to Port Moody at 10 years old and played minor hockey in both those places, and it was just an unbelievable place to grow up, and then moved on to Penticton and then Portland, the Western Hockey League, and then made my way up to Columbus and then now Nashville, obviously. So it's been a crazy journey and a lot of fun and a lot of great memories.
What about tickets coming back and family and whoever bugging you?
You know what? Me and Colton Sissons were laughing this morning. We each haven't had to buy one ticket. It's such a popular thing here, I think, and the Canucks being so big here in Vancouver that a lot of friends and family already have connections to the games and already reserved them way in advance. Nice. To make sure they can come. So, I'm getting off the hook this trip.
Are you tight with Colton because he's North Vancouver, or are you kind of rivals bust his chops a little bit, or is it a little bit of both?
No, we're close. We're really close. When growing up, him being a Winter Club boy, that was a little extra motivation to try and take down his teams. But, it's pretty cool being able to live and play in Nashville, and not just for a couple of years. We've been together for over five years now, and we've had an unbelievable relationship, being close friends and playing in the NHL together.
You've got a 36% shooting percentage right now. Does that tell us you need to shoot the puck more often?
I guess I would say shoot the puck more. You know, when I'm getting my chances, they're going in right now, so hopefully that can continue.
What do we like about your hockey team right now?
I think we're playing as a one-man team, kind of. Our group is collectively all on the same page, and we're obviously 500 right now, and the games we've lost, we haven't been totally on the same page and made some mistakes, but the games we've been winning, we've done a really good job of playing within our structure and the team game that we draw up to go out and execute, so for our group, it's as simple as that. Everyone being on the same page. We're one of those teams that we need collectively every game. Everybody doing their job, and no different tonight if we want to be successful.
I understand you're a bulldog guy, like actual living pet bulldogs.
Oh yeah, I got an 4-year-old English bulldog back in Nashville. He's dad's biggest fan, and he's a beauty. He's a lot of fun.
How did you get into that, or how did you select that breed?
You know, it's funny. I needed a low maintenance dog because our schedule and just, our lifestyle is so crazy, and we're always tired and resting. And I didn't want to get a dog that had to go for a run 7 times a day. So I picked a breed that I thought was that would be a lot of fun and easy to handle. And Doze he's a big napper. He only needs about 20-30 minutes of exercise a day, and he's good. So we have a lot of chill time together.
His name's Doze?
Dozer.
Dozer.
Like bulldozer.
All right, last thing. Pre-scout on Canucks, or do you still have to do that work after you talk to me?
Yeah, we got some meetings here coming up, but pretty familiar with these guys. A couple new faces on their group, and obviously I haven't played them in a while, but knowing some of their players, a good young team, some firepower, power play is really good, and it's one of those games where we need to execute our game plan really well to be successful, so it should be a fun game tonight.
Ryan, great to finally talk to you again, and thanks for coming on Simmer's Morning Skate.
Yeah, thank you for having me.